This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting horny on her WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who never knew they were so interested in the GAA. Fifi underscore White Range Rover has changed her handle to Fifi underscore No Fault Lads because she reckons that nothing can possibly stop Cork from winning the double. Laura underscore Rebel Zabu said she watched Cork's goal against Kerry 473 times in one day because that guy Mark Keane is better looking than Roy Keane. And did you see the shoulders on him? I'm slower to jump on the bandwagon in case Cork get knocked out, and Imelda Cronin Buckley posts a photo of me with a Cork flag on my White Range Rover saying, I always said Jenny was a bit Turner's Cross. I've been burned once too often. So like, what are the chances of Cork doing the double? Jenny, Douglas Road.
My cousin is a GAA super fan. We call him Man Before Ball. So does everyone else. He actually had it changed by D-pole. I said, do you think Cork will win the double? He said, yeah. I said, why? He said, because I'm from Cork.
Guten Tag. I spend a lot of my time on Twitter because it is funny to watch all the people saying the same thing. In this week, a lot of people forgetting the knickers in a twist over the Wild Mountain Time trailer. I saw some people saying they never saw an Irish person speak a strange leprechaun accent, but I think they have never been to Dunmanway. That is one crazy way to talk, yes? I think Irish people have no leg to stand on here, because since I moved from Berlin, I have heard your attempts to mimic my accent, most of which make me sound like a cross between Jürgen Klopp and that guy that says, "We meet again, Mr. Bond." So now I say, is it possible for Irish people to stop doing these cartoon German accents, yeah? Jürgen, Berlin, und Berlin colleague.
My friend Dave is a total World War II fanatic. We call him D-Dave. I said, is there a single day in the last 10 years when you didn't pretend to be a smoothly spoken Gestapo officer in wartime Paris? He said, nine!
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Ballydesmond. My quest for erotic satisfaction continues after my evening with a weed from Coachford by the name of Ulton, who said, come into the kitchen here until I show you what I've got. And wasn't it a loaf of sourdough bread, God help us? It was about as much use to me as good manners in Killarney, sure, where would you get a chance to use them? It is clear to me now that there is something wonky about rural men, and it is high time I started dating lads from inside in Cork City, who might have a bit more sophistication about them. I have already had an expression of interest from a guard in Bishopstown, who is promising all sorts with handcuffs, no less. Is Bishopstown a good part of Cork, tell me? Rosaline Ballydesmond.
Bishopstown has a couple of things going for it. It isn't on the north side. It isn't Cove. And if an uncle died and left you a bit of money, you might be able to scrape together a deposit for the MFR. Model Farm Road.
Hello, Audrey. Paul here from Sunday's Well Residents Against People Who Only Drive Dacia Dusters. I'm writing to you today in relation to the reopening of Daly's Bridge. Calling it the shaky bridge, that's just common. The mark of someone who goes to the chip shop without a hangover. I tell you, we're like West Berliners up here in Sunday's Well. Norries all around us, cut off from the refined elegance of the Mardyke and the Model Farm Road. Could you pop off a few brown envelopes for me there and get this sorted before Christmas? Paul, all's not well in Sunday's Well.
I rang my contact there in City Hall and said, I've a couple of brown envelopes there, can I drop them in? She said, there's absolutely no way I can accept a brown envelope bribe in this day and age. I said, why? She said, it's all Bitcoin now. Hashtag advanced.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.